Texte numéro 65. Nordic countries are debating an unusual solution to economic change. Mandatory adult education. Imagine if it weren't just kids who, by law, had to attend school, but also grandparents. That is a proposal under debate in Nordic countries, where officials are considering a plan that would mandate adult education in later life. In the 21st century economy, few people can get through life on just the education they received when they were young, argues Poul Nielsen, the Danish lawmaker who proposed the idea. In order to live with the technical changes that go on, human beings have to be better educated, he said. It's not enough to simply be satisfied that we have educated people until they grow up and get a job, and then leave the rest to the employers and the employees. Too many never really get a second lift in their capacities. For example, he said, no matter how well an electrician mastered skills learned 30 years ago, those skills are probably not adequate to handle the systems in place now. This month, the Nordic Council, the intergovernmental body for cooperation in the region, is set to discuss Nielsen's proposal, which appeared in a report last summer on the future of work in Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Iceland, Greenland, and the Ireland and Faroe Islands. The report, Working Life in the Nordic Region, does not provide details on how the idea would be implemented. It calls for the nations to collaborate on adult education pilot projects. But in Scandinavia, the concept is already in force on a smaller scale. In Denmark, the Metal Workers Union and their employees' organisation have for some years agreed to have adult education as part of workers' benefits, Nielsen said, adding, there is practically no unemployment in that sector. Such agreements are easier in countries like Denmark, which have strong unions and a history of compromise. They are also, perhaps, more urgently needed there. The portion of people 65 and older is projected to rise from 30% in 2012 to 43% in 2050, and the retirement age is set to rise from 65 to 67 in 2022. In the United States, with its more diversified and decentralized labor market and a more contentious political process, mandatory education for older adults would be harder to implement and enforce. Still, Americans would do well to embrace the idea on a broad level, said Paul Irving, chairman of the Milken Institute Center for the Future of Aging, adding that along with making people more productive, continuing education helps them remain more engaged with the broader world and therefore healthier. Why should arbitrary age cutoffs define learning in our life? Adapted from the Washington Post, November 2016.